Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I am so excited about being here and being back on the Gulf Coast and on VFN TV around the nation, around the world, and VFN Radio. I am excited about, of course, joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I am excited about talking about today that my brand new granddaughter came into the world a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And I have to say she's the most beautiful granddaughter. I'm looking around trying to find one.
That's all right.
Her name is Mackenzie, and she was born at 4:45 Central Time p.m. Yesterday. And to a beautiful mother, Amber, and father, handsome father, I guess you would say.
Yes, yes.
Can't you know, Blake. Out. And I am just so pumped. This is our first granddaughter.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think we're going to, you know, get her a few things and stuff like that. I got five grandboys.
Wow.
You do?
I got five grandboys, and I love all my grandboys, but this is a granddaughter, you know what I'm saying? And so, that's six grandchildren.
Wow.
And as young as I am, that is amazing. I don't know how this is even happening.
Yeah.
This is an amazing, amazing thing. I have so much stuff. I want you to make sure you stay tuned today and this week and as things unfold because, you know, I just spent some time with the Lord trying to hear what, you know, he is wanting for us and what he's saying and a quest to love. I mean, we're trying to move up to the levels of Pat's ability to love and it's challenging us personally.
Yes,
and
sure it is.
And, there's no way that I can reach John walking on water. That ain't going to happen.
I'm trying to get there.
I'll say, you go for it, you know, preach. Anyway, no, seriously. Love, I mean, love is a big thing that determines who we are. And you can tell when you're losing your identity, when you're losing your ability to love. Mm. And the enemy just attacks your love. He attacks every way that he could possibly, you know, attack your love. It is amazing. And but then when you see our brothers and sisters in the Middle East and Iraq and Syria and Sudan, you see, you know, Miriam Ibrahim in the prison delivering a child. And like, we're just so pathetic in America, right? You think about it. We have this blessed nation. It's like, dear Lord, we should be the lovers of everybody. But you think about it. What are we using our resources for? What are we using our time for? This vapor, I mean, this moment in time, because nations last for a while and then they don't. And, you know, it's only God's kingdom that's forever. And it's like, what do we do with this vapor of life that we had? You know, and so just went on this quest of just going, God, I want to love more. You know, I want to be able to. And what happens is, you know, this probably didn't happen to you, but the enemy hurts you. And then he puts hurt on top of that hurt, and then he betrays you. And then he drives a knife into that, and then he trips you. And then while you're on the ground, he kicks you. And this is all before you get out of the doors of a traditional church. You have yet to face the workplace violence that's taking place in America. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what's going on? And it's like we cannot allow the fulfillment of the world's viewpoint, the love of most will go cold in Matthew 24, Jesus talks about, because the church, we're known by our love. Which means we have to do whatever we gotta do to make sure that we always love. And so I'm obviously still on that journey, but I'm excited about some things I'll be sharing with you, which God shared with me and I'm applying personally to my life. But, you know, during the time that we were excited to be a part of encouraging the CTN telethon and all of it, I think it was the best ever.
Really?
Yeah, it was the best ever.
Awesome.
Cutting edge and great speakers. And we were excited about being a part of that. And, you know, it's because of, you know, CTN and WHBR that we're here. And all of our partners and sponsors, we're all doing this together. Everybody's playing a specific part in that. And that's what last week was about. And so here we are coming to you because of all that and telling you, first of all, I want to remind you that the Word of God, the Bible. Amos, the book of Amos, which is a prophet, he wrote in chapter 3, verse 7, that surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets, first. And so, which are normally people that are stoned and beat and persecuted in prison, so it's nothing, you know, they don't whip out a car and go, hey, I'm a prophet. And
okay. Hope not.
Yeah. So if you need a prophet, Pat is. Anyway, so he's tough. Him and James are working out now in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got a challenge on his hand now.
Oh, yeah.
And so so that's how God speaks. God speaks prophetically. He lets us know, and it makes you think about in Job 33, he says he warns us. He says he warns a man in his deep sleep. God will speak to us in our dreams, and he'll warn us and get us hopefully to turn back from a direction that's bringing destruction our way. And I'm about to reveal to you some confirming dreams that just was delivered from heaven on September the 19th. And the reason why we are is because it totally confirms what God's been telling us, telling our other friends that are walking in this direction. So when you put all these encounters with God together and you cream off the top of that, you can put, okay, we know this is, you know, and so this is about serious things taking place in our country. September 25th was the beginning of that, and we'll be probably talking about the
Shemitah,
which we did some, right?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, that began on September 25th, and we're in that, which is also a part of the four blood moons. This is that we've been talking about. So understand that God speaks through dreams. Now, every dream's not from God, and if you're in rebellion to God, every dream you get is about you, by the way, just so you know that. And it's not, God's not giving you the secret to, you know, winning some spiritual lottery while you're out doing evil things. You know, that's not what's going on. So, but God did speak to Pharaoh in a dream in regards to, that was a dream. And that dream was for God's folks. He spoke to Pharaoh, gave him a dream. And once it was interpreted, he realized when famine was coming, and that's when they brought God's people. And God speaks through dreams, is what I'm trying to say. And in Acts chapter 2, he talks about in the last days, he'll pour his spirit on all flesh. And then everybody's going to begin to bring dreams. The thing is, you know, how we interpret those dreams. But we're going to share with you a dream that Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries had. And hopefully we'll cover it in today's program. It's so, so important because it is about martial law potentially coming. And we've talked about that, coming to America. And that's something George Washington did. So it's not something unique. It all depends on who the marshal is. It has to do with some of the most important persons in America are our sheriffs and our chief of police. That's exactly what, you know, I've been saying and trying to communicate that and how important that is, because that's, we'll talk more about that and how, gangs are potentially going to be sweeping across our country. And I've already talked about that. You know, the mobility of gangs, or at least it's on the VFN Torch. I went and saw it myself. I was spending time with the Lord there. And but it's all coming together and confirmed in addition to some of the things that the Lord shared with John in regards to how all of a sudden, you know, people start focusing on Washington, D.C., thinking that that's the issue, that's the problem. It couldn't be my sin. It couldn't be us. No, it couldn't be. If my people were like, is that me, God? Are you talking? Who are called by my name? Oh, my goodness. Get the Jesus pin off.
Right.
You know, who will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Despite what everybody else is doing in the world, I'll hear from heaven when my people act right and walk right before me, and I'll heal the land. That's what he said. So when we're hearing this, we need to understand how we stop this, and we're praying that this, we can stop this, that God would stop this by repenting and praying and say, dear Lord, stop this disaster that's coming, this storm that's been fashioned against the world and against the nation of America. I mean, I believe a third great awakening is coming, but it's going to come with a huge price of humility that's going to come our way. So make sure you come back after this break. We're going to go right in to hearing Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talk about this dream that just came on September the 19th, talking about 48 states potentially being so upset with the leadership of the country that they're feeling like they've been betrayed. More when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Religious freedom for all. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
If we get these laws passed through for prayer in school and the ability to wear crosses and whatsoever to school, what happens when we have the Satanists and we have the Wicca and have the same access now because we pushed it through and made it legal for that?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the First Amendment's free speech, free exercise clause applies to all freedom of speech other than obscenity and pornography, and it applies to all religious expression. So we call it the parade of horribles. You allow the Bible Club to meet, and then what about the Sons of Satan meeting? They already are meeting. They have the right to meet. All the gospel needs is access to the marketplace. That's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to give it superior access. The Holy Spirit will deal with the individual people that hear the message of the cross, that hear the message of the gospel. What we want to do is make sure that there's an even playing field.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
So Peter was watching them begin to be filled, as the 15 says, and baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, verse 16. And Peter said, I remembered what the Lord said. John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We've got to remember again what Jesus said. That's what he said. He remembered. He was watching this thing go down. He's going, maybe, you know, our doctrine's wrong or something, because this is what's happening to these guys is exactly what Jesus said would happen. So he remembered what Jesus said.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I was so excited about Rick Joyner coming from Morningstar Ministries to be able to come right on the air the moment he had the dream, and that's what we try to do. As soon as God speaks, we do our best in our flawed abilities, trying to deliver this thing so you can hear fresh words from what God is saying, you know, the best of our ability to deliver it. And as soon as he had this dream, he came right up and began to deliver it. And I want you to hear right now, this is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministry, speaking about a dream. And he's immediately going to go into it. So listen up. Watch.
To his people so that we can stop his schemes. But this is a scheme against our country, the United States. And what I saw in the dream, I first saw the most horrific gang I have ever seen. I mean, this was a demonized gang. I mean, this was diabolical. They were diabolical in their nature. I can't imagine demons being more diabolical than these people were. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. Now, I saw one of their attacks in great detail against a Texas ranch. It was a ranch I knew to be in Texas. Some things in dreams you just know. I knew the house, the family. This gang had herded up everybody there that was in the dozens of people, whether they were workers, family members, everybody. And I am not going to share the details of the dream after that. I hope to never share them. I don't want to share them with anyone. I don't want to remember them. They were so horrific. Cruelty on this level, you know, I mean, I have done in-depth studies of the cruelty in the Middle Ages and things like that, but this was a whole new level of demonic cruelty. It wasn't just about killing people. It was about bringing as much absolute pain, terror, everything else you can before death. And everybody, in the most cruel way, was killed. And, you know, I just don't want to go into the details here. Those are not necessary. But I think it is necessary to understand we're dealing with something, there's no mercy. That is absolutely not an option with these people. Matter of fact, they were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. And it was just the most diabolical thing I've ever seen. And now this morning, there's all over the news today about how ISIS, they just thwarted a plot of ISIS in Australia, where they had a number of people. They were going to do a number of beheadings right there in Sydney, Australia, in the suburbs around Sydney, in order to show their reach. Listen, they are in Sydney. They're in Australia. They are in virtually every country of the earth right now, and they're pouring through our southern border as I speak right now. Our government has left us almost completely vulnerable to one of the most terrible diabolical attacks anyone's ever faced. And it's happening. The only thing that is going to stop this is the closing of our border and then a re-education of many of our law enforcement people to really understand real threat and not just how to be politically correct. And I'm not going to go into all that right now, but this is the only thing that's going to stop. But what I saw in this dream last night, and when I woke up, there were some very supernatural things still going on that I saw with my own eyes and ears. It was a very dramatic, prophetic experience. But what I saw was this plague spreading, especially across our southeastern United States. It was spreading like a plague. Now, U.S. citizens were so outraged across the country. This was virtually across the U.S., every state, every city, every town, even though most of this was centered in the southwestern U.S., American citizens became so outraged at their own government for letting this happen. There was a huge movement or uprising around the country against our federal government. There were many U.S. citizens who wanted to do to our government leaders what was being done to U.S. citizens on our southern border. It was so outraged. What I'm saying is this madness came upon U.S. citizens, too. And they wanted to be just as cruel. They wanted to catch them. They wanted to. This was such a national uprising, such a national outrage. There were states where all federal employees were fleeing, trying to get out of those states for fear of their lives. It was that bad. Now, it's hard for us to imagine anything like that happening in America. This kind of thing's happened in countries before. And we are the most foolish, and naive of all, if we don't think this can happen here, this will happen here if some things are not done very quickly. Okay, this is another thing that I saw. There was a major uprising. Almost every state in the Union almost immediately started rejecting federal authority over their state. It was so widespread, so total, federal government really couldn't do anything about it. It was chaos. It was leading to anarchy very quick. And now I saw militias popping up like mushrooms all over the country. Where citizens were just saying, if our government's not going to protect us, we will protect ourselves. Now, I know many think of, and the militias have been portrayed as all white wing extremists. And listen, there are some out there that I think are as terrifying as some of the Islamic State terrorists are. They and you know, these are not the kind of militias that I saw popping up, though. These were people, they weren't trying to take over the government, overthrow the government. In their mind, we had no more federal government. It was not doing its most basic job of defending our country. They had let this happen. They had opened the door wide, very foolishly. Even everything was brought up from the past, like, you know, Fast and Furious, all the crazy things our government had done. And almost quickly, there was an awakening around the country that our federal government is either crazy or our federal government is trying to do us in. And the federal government became looked upon as an enemy of the citizens of America. This happened so quickly because of the attacks and the level of cruelty that was witnessed by those who were pouring across our southern border. Now, these weren't all ISIS people. ISIS was involved. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads, would have been merciful. This was something far beyond that. It was mixed with an unbelievable diabolical cruelty that was coming from every evil source you can think of. It was like the bowels of hell had been opened. I know we've discussed on this program before and the dreams and visions that have come before about the bowels of hell being opened. And how the Lord was going to give us wisdom how to deal with it. Now, I think he gave me some wisdom last night about how to deal with this. If it happens, my first prayer is people will wake up. Our federal government will wake up. They're going to seal that border. They're going to do whatever they can to defend and protect the citizens of the United States. And start by sealing our border. And without that, there is no defense. We are wide open to the worst of all kinds of attacks. But my first prayer is pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for our Congress. Pray for everybody in authority. They will have an awakening. They will get this job done. They will defend our country so that this doesn't have to happen. But if they don't wake up very soon, this will happen. So what do? Now, I saw militias popping up like mushrooms. They were just everywhere. People were rising up and bonding together into groups to defend their neighborhoods, to defend their cities, towns, ranches, everything else. Now, sheriffs, I've got to search this out because I don't know all the legal details. But sheriffs, county sheriffs, have an incredible amount of authority, legal authority, even over federal agents who come into their county. And sheriffs are a key to defending our country if it gets to this point. Now, you know, most have a mentality, well, every militia is right-wing, extremist, whatever. Not true. And sheriffs that treat these militias that pop up like that, it's going to be counterproductive. Don't attack them. Don't threaten them. Try to work with them. Go meet with their leaders. See what you can do together. If you can do that, you will have positive influence. Because if you don't do that, we do have many right-wing extremist militia groups that are going to try to co-opt this whole movement. And the fear is going to be so palpable, they will do it if those who are not reasonable and balanced, and I believe have the authority that sheriffs have, don't preempt this.
Well, yes, we're gonna pick this up, but I want to be able to say this is just a dream. But as I said, God speaks in dreams. This lines up with what the Lord has been, you know, sharing with us. The border is under attack. The very day that we launched on Christian Television's WBHBR, but the day before, God showed me the borders being under attack. And, you know, with that, when this truth that we're telling you, if we prepare and we pray, prudent preparation that we've been talking about, then this thing, we could just come together. You know, America is, one, the government of America really is we the people. As Christians, we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The issue is not Washington, D.C. The issue is us. I mean, there's 300 some odd million people in America. There's only 530 something in Washington, D.C. Come on, it really isn't them. That's who you sent there. That's who we sent there.
Right.
To represent us. So it's actually us. So we can respond by doing exactly what we're going to be talking about in this program. But this is just a dream. And we need to pray for those in authority over us, pray for our government, and understand that's not the problem. The problem is a sin problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the Lord says, you know, as we said, you know, in the Elijah storm and all the prophetic words we've been given, over and over again, that a storm is being fashioned against America because of our sin. But if we repent, then he will stop the storm. I mean, over and over and over and over again. Is it too late? No. It wasn't too late for Nineveh. It wasn't too late for Nineveh. But I do encourage you to get prudent preparation. Go to VFNTV.com and get prudent preparation and be prepared, because understand the moment. And we're probably days away that this begins. There's not going to be stuff on the shelf. There's not going to be stuff sitting there for you, because that's what people immediately go in and begin to clear those things off. We're not going to talk about that, but we are going to talk more about this prophetic dream of Rick Joyner when we get back from the break. Don't miss it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. And we want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. But, and he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this, do this, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe VineFellowshipNetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to go right back into Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries sharing this dream that was just given on September the 19th. And realize this prophetic dream came in alignment with many other dreams and words God's given. But it was prior to the beginning of the September 25th the beginning of
Shemitah,
which was September 25th, was the beheading. Remember, that's what Rick's talking about, this word, the beheading, and it's going to be worse than the beheading. Mm-hmm. One potential in this one that happened to Colleen, as we talked about in yesterday's program, came after that. And it's like, what? You think about it. It's like the mercies of God. We're having enough time to go, this is what's going to happen if we don't turn. This is what's going to happen by a big force. In addition to that, you know, some of the things that was prophesied by John Paul Jackson was, and we've been talking about it, there's things being set up as we speak. The stage is being laid and set up to be able to fulfill part of what John Paul Jackson said. And it's all a scheme. It's not real. It's not really going to happen. And the people that they accuse of doing it is not the ones that have done it. But if you haven't heard about the history of Nero, the Christians didn't do it then. It was he, the one that burned down the city, but he blamed the Christians and used the Christians as a scapegoat to be able to accomplish what he wanted to do. We have to pay attention. It boils down to what's going to happen to the Jews and what's going to happen to the Christians, JJ, right. You know. And as you see in the Ukraine, what's happening, we don't have time to report on today, you have a professed church, which is not a church. They're the ones that partner with government, like the Pharisees did, to be able to crucify God's son. Mm-hmm. And then you have the church who gets persecuted by this very church. You have the Orthodox church coming out of Russia now, taking over the churches in Ukraine.
Wow.
And putting weapons in there to be able to fight for. It's crazy. But that's exactly what happened in the days when Jesus' ministry. They partner with the government to be able to do that. But God is greater than all that. And we have to understand, he's letting us know, not so we can say, hey, I knew. And so we can respond. And we're going to talk about neighborhood preparedness when we get back from listening to this at this point. I want you to hear this is a continuation, picking back up where we left off with Rick Joyner sharing about this prophetic dream about a rapid moving violence coming across the United States, outrage with the U.S. government, fanatical groups on both ends, so it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, what side, it's just fanatical, so you have to find your place with God in the context of this. You need to prepare. Mm-hmm. But let's go right into it. We'll pick back up afterwards.
And the fear is going to be so palpable, they will do it if those who are not reasonable and balanced, and I believe have the authority that sheriffs have, don't preempt this. You know, as I was shown in 1987, talked about it many times, I wrote about it in the book I wrote then, The Harvest. They come in, you know, major swing to the left in the United States, but that the greatest danger was not the swing to the left, but that caused an overreaction. And without wise leadership, we would go from an extreme shift to the left to overcorrecting and going too far to the right. And the biggest danger of all was going to the extreme right. Now, I'm a conservative. I am right wing. But I believe an eagle needs both a right wing and a left wing to fly. And there is something, but there was in this dream, and if I'd have had my political preferences and control of my own dreams, I would have probably said the left-wing extremists are the real danger. But in my dream, I was shown, no, the greatest danger of all is going too far to the right, where fascism really takes over and a totalitarianism from the right-wing extremist comes in. I'm giving that warning again. We don't want to go too far that way. And under fear, under paranoia, when things like this happen, you're in danger of your life, you're going to follow the strong. And, you know, not just the wise. And that's the tendency. And I think this has got to be preempted. I'm going to do something. I'm going to find out what can I do to communicate with every sheriff in every county in the country, if I can, whatever we can do to help them prepare, develop lines of communication. And but these militias, if we get to that point, these militias that pop up all over are going to be what stops the plague of the terrorism that is flooding our country. These militias will deal with it. Now, they're I don't know anything in the natural. I have no natural knowledge of this. But I believe there's already probably some movements in doing that, especially along our Southwest, because they're the ones who feel the most vulnerable of all right now because of what's happening on the border. They don't know who's crossing their own land, who's going right by their houses at night, and there are some really terrible characters that are coming into our country right now through that unbelievable sieve that is our southern border. Now, some of them are coming through the northern border. It's not just the southern border, but defending our borders is very basic to defending our nation. If you don't defend your borders, you are not defending your nation. That's the most basic defense of a nation. And our government has just thrown open the doors to whoever. They seem to be in cahoots with bringing people in. There's no way that many tens of thousands of children, those ages, made it as far as they did without some coordination. And for there be memos in our administration in January that this was going to come this summer, they knew about it. And this is what is going to be thrown in their face when this starts happening in our country. Now, first thing, Satan does not cast out Satan. And the outrage I saw of the citizens of the United States against their government, against people, I mean, it was massive. And it was turning as diabolical as the cruelty and evil of the terrorist groups coming in, those gangs. And Satan is not going to cast out Satan. I think as Christians, first thing we've got to do, Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. First thing we've got to do is resolve, no, we will abide in the Spirit. And if we do that, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. That's our place as Christians. I tell you, if we ever, if there's ever a time to cast off everything that is entangling you, do you get closer to God, you cast off all sin and all entanglements and everything else, to get as close to him as you can every single day. As I've been saying now for some time, we no longer have an option. This is no longer an option for us. We've got to do this now. I started sharing when I shared that dream a few weeks ago that this fall, this autumn season, is when I was told we were in the valley of decision as far as God's people being in the valley of decision. And what does that mean? Do we not... Do Christians not join militia groups? Do we not defend our homes with weapons or whatever? I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying we don't return evil for evil. We need to right now, even though I believe our present administration, our federal government, our federal law enforcement agencies, even the Defense Department, everybody's culpable of making us so vulnerable to what is about to happen in America. And I do believe there's going to have to be a real change of leadership and fast, and people really understand what's going on because of what is about to unfold in our country. But why don't we pray that they have an awakening now? Why don't we pray that our present leaders wake up to what is happening, what they've opened the door to? They can turn this around so it doesn't have to happen. So our first response as Christians, we pray for our leaders. I don't care how much we disagree with them, how evil we think they are. Some of the most evil in history had their hearts turned and proclaimed the name of the Lord and bowed to his lordship. Take Nebuchadnezzar, take Pharaoh, take all these in history. So God can do this. So let's turn to the Lord first, not start thinking about how we better arm ourselves and all that. That could be something. I think we need to all pray about what place do we have.
So you're thinking about, you know, what is he talking about? He's talking about a dream. He's not talking about something he knows in the natural sense, although he's surrounded by a lot of folks that have. But I want to talk about this. There's this thing called the United States Constitution in America. Everything in this country is based off the United States Constitution. Everything in Washington, D.C. has to be related and connected to the U.S. Constitution. All of our rights, all the laws, the courts, the president, the senators, congressmen, all of them come out of the Constitution. So it has to be constitutional. And what he's talking about the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So when he's using the word militia, he's just talking about some people. For example, when I was in law enforcement, sometimes I'll be by myself, and so I would look with some citizens around me and say, come on, can you help me with this? And at that point, you have citizens that are trying to defend the people. And if somebody's trying to, prudent preparation really talks in detail about this. But when you think about defending your family, defending your neighbors, we have a whole segment on the VFN Torch. You can go listen to it. It's called Neighborhood Preparedness, Loving Your Neighbor as Yourself. In addition, we have a whole bunch of conversations about how to begin to understand this. And you can get to it also on the VFN Torch by going to VFNTV.com. And it's called Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America. And it gives you ideas and concepts how to remain with constitutionally correct within the law of the land, also within the law of God. And we've been talking about this, but these things are coming together, and it's like moments away. I mean, just moments, it appears, outside God, and God can stop it. It happened with Nineveh. But we're gonna go to this break, and we're going to continue here about this. And all this is going to be available to you, all these other, we're going to make it a related articles, and also you can get to all of this because it's time. You have to wait. We cannot bury our heads in the sand of denial. We might lose our heads if we don't.
Right.
Ask Colleen in Oklahoma that. This innocent woman, 57 years old, just showing up to work, and they're calling it workplace violence. When this man, as we've been talking about, you know, we have a whole segment on Islam, Islam in America, radical Islam, Islam in the world, and just straight from the Quran says, place the sword at the neck. This man's perception was he probably thought that he was operating correctly in the context of who he calls God. It's not some weird thing in regards to the Quran. You read it. It's what it says. It's why you're seeing so many heads removed. And if you read the book of Revelation, we talked about it with James Foley, that it'll be the beheaded ones in the name of Christ who will rule and reign with him. And so there still has not been as many. And Paul, writer of the New Testament, was beheaded, by the way. Just so you know that we got to pay attention. If we bury our heads in the sand in denial, we may lose our heads. At least some of us may lose our head. And so we want to pay close attention more when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
I remember when I had to hire folks for employment and fire folks, and I just never liked doing that.
Yeah,
I was so uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
I would stay up all night. I mean, it was mm-hmm. the most difficult thing in the world for me to do. I mean, mm-hmm. just could not do. I was horrible at it, and I think I was more nervous than the person. It was like, it's okay, it's all right, I understand. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude, I'm sorry. And I used to work with a gentleman at one time. He was like the general manager at one place I worked, and I was another manager, and we would we had to, you know, fire some folks.
Mm-hmm.
He would have me come in the office with him, and we would speak to the employee. And he had such an amazing way, or interesting, say amazing, say interesting way of
unique.
Yeah, unique.
That's a good way.
Unique way of letting people go, firing them. When he would say, like, Pat, listen, I brought you in here to the office and want to talk about your performance. And I just want to let you know that we appreciate your efforts here at the job and what you're doing. But as of right now, we're terminating your employment. And we appreciate you giving a good effort and trying, and thank you very much. And if you need anything else, you know, please feel free to let us know. But we're, you know, thank you very much. And he'd walk out.
Short and sweet.
And they look at me like, did I just get fired? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that, and they were like, okay, you know, and right. It's like, wow, just like that. And he was able to do it, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's so smooth.
And it was interesting, and the key phrase here is that we're terminating your employment, not you. The employment. So they're able to save face because they can say, hey, you know.
Hey, that's right. Hey, they got rid of my job. It wasn't me, after all.
I feel so much better that I didn't get fired.
It was my employment that got terminated. My employment got terminated.
My job got removed from me, not me for it.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Make sure you catch our next program, because we're going to continue. We have a whole nother part of this stream that we're going to unfold, and we're hoping to get to all of it here. But you can see it in its entirety at VFNTV.com on The Torch. Understand that I believe it was on May the 30th, 2012, Pat and I sat down with a sheriff, and in an envelope I had this prophecy, and I wanted to be able to give it to the sheriff, because I knew that what's being said now, mm-hmm. I mean, did that not happen?
That happened.
And I really wanted, in this case, it was a him. I wanted him to know this is what's about to happen in the world. Mm-hmm. And I still have that letter today. But now we're going to find out, and he's talking about the sheriff, how important they're. The reason why, because think about it. Who's going to protect your county? I mean, is your congressman going to show up and protect you? Is your governor going to show up? Is a federal agent going to show up? They don't have rights to come into your state to do that. It has to be a federal crime or something. It's your local sheriff. It's not your state law enforcement. It's going to be whoever you elected as your sheriff. And so it's important to pray for your sheriff. We've been praying even for our sheriff here. Mm-hmm. We've been praying for him for, I mean, how long has it been?
At least five years.
5 years. We've been lifting him up by name, the leaders up by name, and praying for them, mm-hmm. and trying to speak truth, mm-hmm. You know, in the context of that, because it's going to be down to that point. But because of these things that we're going to make it through this, you know, it's going to be really, really rough. Let's just join in continuing this dream. This is a dream, prophetic dream being shared by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries.
do this. So let's turn to the Lord first, not start thinking about how we better arm ourselves and all that. That could be something. I think we need to all pray about what place do we have? What part do we play? I'll be discussing that later in some programs. But right now, we're in real jeopardy. I also put out a warning, you know, last year about martial law coming to America. And I saw that in 1987. I saw that as clear as anything, that, again, and I believe all these things we see like that can be avoided if we hear the warnings. But I'd say right now, I don't see any evidence of those who need to hear these warnings and turn from the direction they're going, hearing them and turning. So I think these are unfolding. And what I saw when I saw martial law come into America was military law. I saw it being an answer. And I believe right now, if we're going to go that way, if our present leaders are not going to hear, not going to defend our country, not defend our borders, and open the door to the kind of terrible things I saw, then, you know, martial law is going to seem like a reprieve. And the real key is who the marshal is. We need to start praying now, if this is going to happen, that the Lord have the right marshal with wisdom, with a love for freedom. You know, I would hope an absolute commitment to our Constitution. And you say, well, how could anyone who takes over the country under martial law have a love for our Constitution? In extreme crisis, sometimes you have to do extreme things. That doesn't mean they can't move us back towards that. Bring order, bring control, bring the defense that we need in our country and the protection of our citizens that are needed, and then bring us back to the republic and restore the republic that we're called to be. That's my prayer. I believe that can happen. I believe all of the things we've done to undermine our Constitution can be corrected and changed. But I'm praying right now, whoever the marshal is, please give him great wisdom, resolve, courage, everything else needed for these times. But even better than that, it would be to pray for our present leaders to wake up and to turn so these things don't have to happen. Now, I'm going to have other things to share about this. There is more that I do have to process. And I would like to conclude this with reminding you with a dream I'm very thankful I had a few weeks ago where I really saw heaven and the kind of heaven that can be brought to earth right now. And that's our job as Christians. That's our job as the house of God. And, you know, the very first place in Scripture it's even mentioned that God had a house where Jacob had his dream, where he saw the messengers of God, the angels of God, ascending and descending on a ladder into heaven and then descending back to the earth, I believe with evidence of heaven's reality. And there is a theological principle first mentioned that when something's first mentioned in Scripture, that's a profound revelation of its purpose. And here I think we have the very first and most basic purpose of the house of God, which is now the church, is to be that place of access to heaven. You know, Jesus is sitting on his throne. You know, he is not the least bit nervous about ISIS. He's not the least bit nervous about a worldwide economic collapse. He's not the least bit nervous about the things I saw in my dream last night that made me really nervous. And that's the degree to which I need to be more fully positioned in him.
That's what's so important about being fully right with God. I mean, religion is not going to bring us through this moment. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ, not an encounter you had 10 years ago at some religious event. It's the Lord that you're walking with and abiding with. We talk about abiding continually. It's because that's what we're called to do, is to abide with the creator of the universe through his son, Jesus Christ. If you haven't yet begun to abide with God, we got a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Now is the time to begin to listen to God, because this same God that spoke to me, spoke to John, spoke to Pat, spoke to Rick, spoke to all the people that are talking, He says he'll speak to you. He loves you too. He wants to tell you these things too, but you first have to be interested, and you have to believe that he can save you, he can deliver you, and he can give you wisdom. Those that hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, we're going to talk more about this in our next program, so make sure you catch it. As a matter of fact, we have a more detailed in talking about the sheriff in your particular community, how important that is. Understand that there's a prophetic dream that I shared called gang warfare, fast-moving organized gangs, crime and muggings, and an organized church failing to help. I mean, these are things that was talked about back in April the 4th. We're going to make that available to you too, where this thing is coming together. It's really bearing witness with our spirit that this is that. Now, every four blood moon, remember, begins with weeping, but it ends in deliverance. But the weeping, I mean, think about the tragedy that's taking place. It's about to increase rapidly. And you want to be found faithful to God. You want to be found faithful to him in these days. You want to be able to walk with him and know that no matter what, to be absent from this body is to be present with God. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you have nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. And if you're fearful now, you got to ask yourself, who is my God? Who is my God? And then you'll find out there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And God's called you to be a deliverer of his people.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.